Well, hello, my friend. Thanks for calling right now. A long time ago, I visited a place in San Francisco, California, USA, for those who are internationally calling. And among the things that we saw there was the trolley power station. And the thing that was of interest to share with you at this time is the way the electricity was produced. Now, some of you already know what I'm going to talk about, and of course that's friction. Some of you have figured it out that I'm leading you into a very special area here where, for example, the engines are supplied by electricity that is produced by friction, and that's the result of the noise and the roar of the wheels. So by the friction produced, by the revolution of the wheels, there is the result of the trolley car movement up and down the streets of San Francisco. Now, I do not think, I know, that God allows certain things to happen in our life, yours, for example, and let's call it friction. Friction of difficulties, call it friction of obstacles, call it whatever you may, but I think you understand what I'm saying. Things that are allowed by God into our life to produce power in our life. And I want to share two scriptures with you. One, all these things are against me. I like that scripture, Genesis 42:36. And the second scripture is all things work together for good to them that love God. That's Romans 8:28. So regardless of the difficulty through which you're going right now, the things may seem against you, yet it happens to be those very things that do work together for those that love the Lord. So God is generating, let's call it a spiritual force by circumstances. Now, many don't like that, and they try to run away from that. Others use that for power and rise above what might be very painful. What are you going through right now? Well, my friend, let me assure you that it can produce friction for power, for victorious living. And to that end, I'd like to pray for you like this. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that this one holding the phone right now receive strength in their inner being from the pressures of this day or yesterday. And may you give them the generated power to rise above and to use an obstacle as friction to produce positive, powerful living in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks for calling, my friend. We change the messages every day. If you'd like to leave a word for me, you may. Talk as long as you wish. And as I can, I will return the call. God bless. You're special.